Right. Richard Inglewood, I'm a member of the House of Lords in the English Second Chamber. All kinds of issues have thrown up, which people haven't been expecting, and the whole nature of the global economy seems to be changing. I think it's incredibly important that people try, when they're thinking about their own interests, to recognise that what is important to other people, and to try and accommodate and be tolerant, rather than simply be aggressive all the time. Easier said than done.
Instead of military interventions, do you think intellectual struggle will be more successful? Because fanaticism is being learned in the family, during the childhood, even in the schools, and that passes from generation to generation. Instead of military intervention, can we educate these people with intellectual struggle and teach them the right?
Well, it clearly is important to do that, but you first of all have to be very clear that the way in which you're putting forward the message you want to get across is compatible with the traditions of the communities in which they're addressed. Secondly, many regimes won't want exposure to outside views, and there are means of blocking that. And thirdly, it's going to be expensive, but then military intervention is very expensive too. But I think probably that is the direction in which we've got to go. But it's difficult because many countries, not only in the Middle East, do not want cultural intervention from outside.
Do you think it's better for the unity of the Syria, instead of integration of the Syria?
Do you mean the breakup of the Syrian state?
Yeah.
I would be sorry if it happened, but it may be that will be the outcome of what's going on. There are some things in the nature of events that individuals can't really control.